Is there finally the political will to shut down once and for all the aging and increasingly insecure Indian Point nuclear power plant located north of New York City along the Hudson River? Governor Andrew Cuomo has continuously vowed to put an end to that facility located 30 miles outside of New York City, and this week he took it one step closer by striking an agreement with Entergy, the owner of the plant, to shut down both reactors at Indian Point by 2021. I sat down with Paul Gallet, president of Riverkeeper, the watchdog organization that defends the Hudson River. They were involved in this agreement.
You've got my number. Will you call me the moment you're done that you know you're out of there completely?
We were also joined by actor and environmentalist Alec Baldwin, who generally needs little prompting to talk politics. When he's not acting, he's organizing, and yesterday he was organizing an office move on his mobile phone, in addition to expressing his worry that the energy picture is changing, and activists have to keep up.
I believe that all of this is driven by an economics that didn't exist until fracking came into play, and cheap natural gas and oil. I mean, many people in this country don't realize that fracking is an oil exploration as well. And you're only having this because they can't make this pay anymore. Nuclear has become too expensive. Building new plants, and there are a couple plants that are online that are going to be built, I think, is it in South Carolina? They're going to come online with
Georgia, South Carolina.
Right, there's a couple. But I'd be hard-pressed to see if they finish those or the ones that are finished if they really, really go online, because it's too expensive to power things with nuclear power anymore.
So everyone agrees. The plant's going away. The decommissioning is beginning. There's an agreement about that. Okay, so there's a new administration coming in. It sounds like no one's going to reverse this.
Of course, it's far be it for me to imagine what they're thinking. But a large company says it's a business decision for them. And they seem to respect business decisions from companies. And this is a matter of state interest and state permitting as well as federal permitting. And Riverkeeper had a stake at the table on the relicensing. And so there's no reason to overturn this because there's no tension among the parties. The only tension is finding the right jobs for the people who work at the plant and making sure the local municipalities are made whole for the changes in their tax base when this thing closes.
People listening might think, okay, Riverkeepers, they hate any nuclear plant. There's no nuclear plant on the planet that they would ever support, even though nuclear power is renewable and doesn't put carbon into the atmosphere. What do you say to that?
Well, that's a lie that has dogged the work that Riverkeeper has done. And that is this idea that these nuclear fuel rods come off the nuclear fuel rod tree somewhere in some orchard somewhere. When in truth that the mining of uranium and the fabrication of that into nuclear fuel rods is a very carbon-intensive process and a very dirty process.
Inherently, this technology is unsafe and not viable economically. That's your view?
This is old technology. Plenty of people will tell you that new technology is available for new nukes, yet it's not ready to come to market. They are well over their time frame and their cost overruns. The beauty is, you know, you can like nukes or hate nukes. You know Indian Point is too old and dangerous. There aren't 20 people who don't work for the plant or for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission who understand the facts, who think this place is safe. But what you don't necessarily know is all the opportunities for well-paying jobs on energy efficiency, on solar energy, wind, all the ways we can replace this plant and end up carbon neutral or carbon lower without this plant. This plant's been holding us back for sustainable energy supply in the New York metro area. There's no two ways about it.
Finally, since you're a student of pop culture, what era does it evoke?
This technology, when I think about it, reminds me of the 60s and when Kennedy tried to leverage the nuclear test ban. We always set aside Ernest Sternglass and people who did the baby tooth study and how the daughter element of tritium, yttrium, got into the teeth of children when they were born, and they studied those teeth. And when after the ban it went down, and then when Nixon decided he wanted to ramp up nuclear reactors, it went back up again. The nuclear process was developed to make bombs. And then they said, well, let's just run some steam pipes through there and we're going to make a business out of this. And that turned out to be a mistake. It's a very expensive mistake. It's been a very costly mistake in terms of public health and safety. But now is the beginning of us turning back and undoing that mistake.
Alec, Paul, thank you so much.
My pleasure, John.
Paul Gallet is president of Riverkeeper, a member-supported watchdog organization that defends the Hudson River. Alec Baldwin is an actor and longtime supporter of Riverkeeper and host of WNYC's Here's the Thing. We'll find out from Alec Baldwin on Monday what it's like to channel Donald Trump in a lively conversation we'll play for you next week.